This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hello, this is Matthew from the DBCC and I'm here with Lorna Shinton. I'm just going to ask you a few questions, hopefully to get an insight into how you've made such great results. Okay, so Lorna, if you could please introduce yourself and how long have you been at the DBCC?
I've been coming for 6 weeks.
Fantastic, good from you. Okay, so what have been any difficulties that you have had, as I'm sure there are literally thousands of people who have found themselves in the same positions as you were?
You mean difficulties before?
Yeah, it's difficulties before.
Just living life on a daily basis. I was so unfit, so tired, so lethargic, just really not in a good place, and just putting on weight month on month, year on year.
Okay.
That's it, really. Just.
Okay. That's fine. So, just like you said, just general day to day.
Yeah, just general day to day. Just not liking what I saw in the mirror, not being able to shop for clothes in normal shops.
Uh huh.
Just horrible.
Okay. Good. Okay. So what results have you achieved?
Well, since coming here, obviously, I've lost nearly 13 pounds of fat.
12.9 specifically.
Yeah. Good from you. And I've put on 3 pounds of muscle.
Indeed.
But apart from that, that to me is almost secondary because I'm just so much more energised. I'm happier. I'm more positive. Mm-hmm. I can do things, or I feel I can do things that I could never have done before, and I think that's just my confidence building. I'm quite a shy person. And I would never sort of put myself out there or speak out of turn or put an opinion forward because I didn't want anybody looking at me. I didn't want to draw attention to myself. And I kind of got a bit more confident now, and I think that what I've got to say is valid, and I don't care if people look at me or whatever because I know that I'm just as valid as anybody else, really. And it's the whole thing. It's made a difference to my whole life, not just my physical life. So, really good.
Brilliant. Awesome. What were your struggles with weight loss before you came to the DBCC?
Food-wise, I hate it. Any diet that you follow, it's so restrictive because you either have to count calories or count points or count sins or weigh and measure this, that and the other, and it's just so frustrating and it's so restrictive that because there's no end in sight to it, mm-hmm. you kind of fall off the bandwagon and have a massive binge. So the food side of things here, although I'll be honest, it is restrictive for that, especially for that first 2 weeks, there's an end in sight, so you kind of think, well, that's fine, I can do it because I know there's an end in sight where I go on to a next phase and introduce different things. And you kind of just, I don't know, when you're limiting calories or what have you, you kind of want to eat other stuff, whereas this sort of thing, I don't know, your cravings sort of diminish, and so the food side of things, now it's just so much easier to handle because you look at the whole thing. And before coming here, exercise wise, I've joined gyms, I've joined exercise classes, I've joined so many things, and I think I just stopped going, and even though I'm paying for it, I stopped going because if I don't enjoy something, I'm not coming. I don't care how much I'm paying, I'm not coming if I don't enjoy it. And here, I think because it's a different approach, everyone is so friendly, the trainers, the other clients, you feel like part of a family almost, and it makes you keep wanting to come. And it also, I think, because you book your appointment and you kind of, I think if you didn't turn up, people would think, well, where's Lorna? Why is she not here? So that makes you want to come. But it's not even, you just want to come anyway. There's no way that, you know, I want to get in as many sessions as I can because I love coming. And it's just a totally different way of exercising than I've ever exercised before.
Brilliant. Awesome. That's good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. I said to my husband, because I've signed up for a year, and I actually said to my husband last night, I said, I can't even think about not coming. I said, a year from now, I can't even think about ending it then. I think, you know, it's just become part of my natural day-to-day life now.
Good.
It's just a habit now.
Yeah. Okay, so have you ever achieved weight loss through diet and exercise, or has it always been one or the other?
I've always, never through exercise. I've never achieved anything through exercise because I've never been committed enough to go for more than two or three sessions.
Okay.
Even when I've signed up for a year at a gym, I've gone three or four times and that's it. Diet, I've lost weight on diets, but put more on afterwards, which is, I think, why I'm in the... I mean, when I originally started dieting, I was 5 stone lighter than I am now. So how can diets work if I'm five stone heavier now than when I originally went on that very first diet? It can't work. So, no, diets don't work. You've got to just completely change your outlook on life, and you've got to change the way you live.
Exactly. So you found a combination of both exercise and lifestyle
Definitely.
Changes have made a massive...
Definitely. Massive difference.
Yeah.
Massive difference. And for me, it's baby steps, and I'm sure... You know, people achieve more than I have in that space of time. But to me, it's what you said to me, it's about progress, not perfection. And as long as I am making positive changes week on week,
Absolutely.
And as long as I'm seeing the results that I want, that is just magic. Oh, it's just amazing for me. I'm just so happy with what I'm achieving. I love it. Yeah. I couldn't recommend it enough.
Fantastic. So you say you've done other diets before.
Yeah.
Were there any diets specifically that you tried?
Oh, I've done Rosemary Connolly, which is where you limit your fat and count calories. I've done Weight Watchers. Everybody knows Weight Watchers, point counting. I've done Slimming World, where there are certain foods you can eat and certain foods you need to limit. I've just tried everything, and I've never tried any of, you know, the sort of cabbage soup diet and things like that, but you know, any reasonable diet that's been out there, I've tried it, and it just doesn't work.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before you joined at the DVCC?
Oh God, it's just so different. A, I've got more energy.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to work, come home, I'd do a few little bits around the house, and then basically from about 7 o'clock till I went to bed, I'd just be sitting on the sofa in front of the TV, and that would be basically it. Whereas now, my habit is I go to work, I come here to train, I go home, I shower, I do some bits around the house, I cook dinner, we eat dinner together, we probably go for a walk, sometimes feeling a little bit stiff, so we go for a little walk around the block, we talk, you know, me and my husband, we talk more, we interact more,
Good.
He says I'm happier, and I'm just in a much better place, and I mean, television-wise, television hardly goes on now, I'm just too busy doing other things, it's almost like it's energised me to live life and not just watch television and watch other people live in life, if you see what I mean. So, no, it's the change. I'm just, in 6 weeks, I can't believe how different I am to when I started out.
That's awesome. That's good. I'm glad you've been happy and healthy, which is awesome.
Much
okay. So, leading on from that, so obviously some of those, I'm going to ask the next question. How has the DVCC helped you?
It's just completely changed my outlook to life and exercise. I used to think I couldn't do things, but now I know I can do it. I've just got to put my mind to it, and I can do it. Mm. I think having that personal, almost one-on-one relationship with your trainer, because they know, you're professionals, you know when a person is just tired, or actually you are tired but you can give more, or no, they're ready to stop now, they're going to, you know, hurt themselves if they carry on. So, you know, and having that trainer sort of there to say, keep going, you know, you've only got three more to do, you've only got two more to do, or whatever, it just helps you push yourself, because you don't push yourself otherwise. You just, you do some exercise and you think, I'm tired, I'm going to stop. Whereas when you've got a trainer there that's pushing you and guiding you and not beasting you, it's not about that, it's about encouragement, and it's about, you know,
Absolutely.
And that's how it's changed me, because now I've gone from very much a can't-do attitude to a can-do attitude, and I know I can do things I never thought I'd be able to do. No, it's just, I can't explain to you, I can't put into words the changes that it has actually made.
Awesome, Lorna. Okay. Do you have any specific tips with nutrition or exercise that you can share with anyone listening who is trying to lose weight? So anything that's worked, or you found that's worked specifically for you?
For me, it's just having small goals. I mean, although I have signed up for a year, I don't really think too much about where I'm going to be in a year. I think about where I'm going to be next week. Mm-hmm. And I just focus on a week at a time, because when you've got as much fat to lose as I have, I don't think it does you any good to focus too much on the big goal, I think, to just take it in bite-sized chunks along the way.
So that's, set yourself a goal where you want to be, and then sort of break it down into smaller goals.
Brilliant. And don't even give too much, although it's always there where I want to be next year. I don't give it as much thought as I give where I'm going to be next week or the week after, or come Easter, for example, where I'm going to be, and I'm just breaking it down into smaller chunks. And I think that for me, and I think for anybody who's got a lot of fat to lose, I think that's where you need to be.
Good, awesome advice. Okay, any final words, anything you want to say?
I just want to thank everybody, because everybody has been just so encouraging, and as soon as you walk through that door, you know it's different. You just know that, you know, it's just all so positive, and I just love it, and I honestly recommend anybody to just walk through that door.
Thank you very much. Okay, excellent, thank you very much. Hope you found this interview helpful. I want to thank you for your time, Lorna. Please comment below with any questions, and we will get back to you. That's, we're meant to read that bit, but never mind.
Okay.
Good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.